Once you come on, then you become part of the welcoming committee.
Mm-hmm. you've got to become the chorus.
Yes.
Hi, gang. It's Gina.
Hi, Gina.
Did I bring the crackling, or was it here already?
You brought it.
Okay. Everybody's back on, and we sourced the clearing of the line. I'm so happy about that.
Yay.
Well done. Yay. So why don't we go ahead, and since we're now grounded in the clear line, we're going to do a quick visualization, unless, Eva, you wanted to do something before that.
Oh, let's go.
Okay, welcome to class two of I Hear Voices. I'm going to go ahead and mute everybody out just for this grounding so that we have quiet, and you're going to want to just be able to relax and take a moment out before we begin. So I want you to all allow your eyelids to fall shut easily and take an easy full breath in and let it out effortlessly. Just continue to take easy full breaths in. And with each breath, just allow yourself to be more fully relaxed. I want you to now invite in your inner guides and all sources of love and light. Keep breathing easily. And now I want you to notice that there are several beams of light coming down into your third eye right now, that spot between your eyebrows on your forehead. These are beams of source energy. You can make them any color or intensity that you want. They're beaming into you and reflecting back out. These are all rays of love and light. And now I want you to intensify the brightness of each ray of light. Sort of like pinpoints coming into your body and reflecting back out. Now add more rays of light coming in and reflecting back out. With each ray of this light, you're receiving wellness and abundance of all things. Just let it fill you up and permeate into every cell of your body. And know that you're allowing in abundance of all good things. There's a constant stream of well-being and knowing that you're connecting into. And as all of these rays permeate every cell of your body, you're going to start realizing that you're part of these rays. You are them, and they are you. You're now going to invite in all of the answers and knowledge that you seek. Every question you have is going to be responded to with an answer that's going to serve your highest good. Ask now for your desire for our time together over the next hour. Know that it's been heard, and you'll receive every answer that you need. And for every thought or impulse that you have to take action, know that you're going to do so with ease and steadiness. Now I want you to consciously guide your rays of light to each person on this call and each person that's going to listen to this. You don't need to know them. Just see each person as another source of love and light that you're going to tap into. And as you do this, shining your light, just feel yourself filling up more. You're filling yourself up with energy because you're also receiving their light. You are now all tapped into infinite love, wisdom, and light. We're now going to begin this new segment of our journey together. So I'm going to welcome you back into the call. And today we are going to be taking you through several exercises for you to get more tapped into this process we've begun last week about tapping into your inner guidance. Before we do, we want to talk a lot about what we've been seeing.
Your gremlin.
Yes. We've been seeing all kinds of talks going across the Yahoo group and people trying to distinguish how do you know when it's your gremlin or your self-talk versus real guidance?
Higher self or your soul, your inner wisdom, your guide. What is the difference?
We want to hear from you.
Yeah, so just it's like checking in with what you all have been noticing since you started doing the meditations each morning. And I know that, and for some of you, asking questions of your guides, but really, when you are tapped into that place and you're feeling connected to them, what is it that you notice that's different from when it's your self-talk or that inner critic or the gremlin speak that goes on? What are you noticing?
This is Jackie.
Yeah.
One of the things I notice is sort of it's a clarity of there isn't any self-talk and any chattering.
Yeah.
It's so clear. That really is what I experience, that I don't have arguments with myself.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
That's good, thanks. You know, and that's a sure sign. If you're hearing a back-and-forth banter, like, yes, you should, no, you shouldn't, know that you are in absolute dialogue with
yourself, not
with
the guide.
Yeah.
That's your ego speak.
100%.
So what do you do?
Tell it to
zack
off.
Yeah, really, what you do is you just notice it. This is kind of no different, really, than the thoughts that come in when you're trying to meditate into the void. And just notice the thought and go, oh, that's interesting, and let it go. And you can even set the intention and ask your guides to amp up their communication so that it's even clearer. So for those of you, let's just ask this. For those of you who it's very clear it is your guide, like Jackie was talking about, is there some of you who have a clear sensation that comes over you? Maybe you feel peaceful, or maybe you relax a little more, maybe your heart feels more expansive. Lots of people experience it different ways.
Nancy, and I definitely, that's how I know, is definitely through actual physical sensation for me. I actually feel this shift in my body, in my back, and in like my solar plexus and in my kind of my chest. It's like that's how I know. That's how I know. It's like it's not so much a mental.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thoughts it's going through, it's definitely more a feeling.
Right. Okay, good. So that's the way you know. And a lot of people will get physical sensations. A lot of times to me it feels like there's this, sometimes, you know how you get thrill bumps, chill bumps? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can happen like that. For me, sometimes it feels like that kind of feeling, like it's being poured in from my feet and just kind of builds up my body with that.
Who was that that asked the question about what do you do when you hear the ego's voice really loud?
That was me, Brian.
Brian, I have do you have a piece of paper in front of you?
Yes.
Okay. And for those of you who also hear other voices that you don't want to hear when you're tapping into your inner guide, you might want to do this too. I usually use this this exercise when I'm talking about goals. But what you're going to do is you're going to draw a picture, just to draw a little stick figure towards the left side of the paper, and that's you. Then to your right of you, you're going to draw a mountain that's double the size of you. Okay? That's called ego. When I usually do this exercise, that's called your obstacle. Could be gremlin. Now to the right of the mountain, you're going to draw another stick figure, and you're going to make it the same size as you. That would be your inner guide. Now, if you're trying to speak to the inner guide over there on the other side of the mountain, you're either going to have to scream your head off really loud, and so are they, in order for you to hear them, or you can make yourself bigger, or make the inner guide bigger, or do both, such that you can talk easily and effortlessly over the ego. So you can actually literally imagine that your inner being, your inner guide, and yourself are getting bigger such that, you know, you can hear right over the mountain. You know, have you ever had a conversation, you've ever had a little, a child, maybe it's yours or somebody else's, come and interrupt the conversation and they're pulling on your pant leg and saying, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, I need you, I need you, I need you. And you say, hold on, honey, and then you keep talking to the person that you're in dialogue with. It's the same thing. It's like even though there might be this other this other thing trying to capture your attention, you acknowledge it and you say, hold on a minute, or you answer their request, and then you get back to your conversation. So it's like what Eva said, you acknowledge it's happening, and then you get right back in dialogue. Because to resist it or to give into it means you just separated yourself from inner guidance.
So then you just speak to your inner guide, and then you do what whatever your inner guide informs you to do as far as the decision between the argument in the first place, like, am I going to do this or am I not going to do this? Oh, you're not going to do it, oh, because of this.
The other, it will become irrelevant about what the ego just said to you. You'll be so engaged, and it'll be so clear when you're really connected that the other voice, it will cancel it out. It's not like you won't even hear it. It will be irrelevant at this point.
You know what? I'm hearing some breathing on the line. If you think you're breathing into your mouthpiece, if you could just move it a little bit away from your nose or move your nose up higher on your face, that would be wonderful.
Does that make sense, Brian?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
And one of the things, too, for you all is to, if you're in meditation and you have thoughts that come in like, oh, my gosh, I've got to remember to do this or do that, it does not hurt to have a piece of paper next to you so that you can just take half a second to write down whatever it is so you can get that out of your mind and you don't have to keep worrying about, I need to remember that later. And then bring yourself back to the meditation. I found that works really well for allowing me to clear my mind out. If I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I need to make sure that I do something by 6 o'clock tonight. So, okay, write it down quickly. And then now it's out of my mind. I don't have to worry about remembering it. And then I can focus on the meditation.
There's one of the things you don't want to do is get on yourself, you know, beat yourself up or say shame on yourself or think, why am I not more disciplined at this when you have tons of thoughts coming in. In fact, this morning I was sitting down to do my 15 minutes of void meditation, and I did it for about 5 minutes, and then all the thoughts came rushing in about, oh, I got to remember to do this and that and that. They were already all written down, Eva, by the way. Mm. And so what I ended up doing is I just laughed with it, and I just giggled at myself. And then what I did is I asked for guidance on, okay, so what is it most important for me to remember today? And then I went right back into the meditation. So just be gentle with yourself in this process. Remember, there's no real right way to do this. As long as you're creating time and space to tap more into inner guidance and just creating the connection with yourself, that's part of what this void is about, is just simply taking time to fully align yourself and to connect, then know that you're benefiting by it, even if you have 1,000 thoughts come in.
Yes, you really do. The whole point is that, as I explained last week, it's the same thing as in when I'm practicing for training for the marathon. It's feet on the street, so it's just time in your 15 minutes of space, no matter how many thoughts come in. You have no idea how powerful it actually is, even though it may not feel like it to you. The more you do this, the more you will definitely, without a doubt, be tapped into your guidance system. And over time, it will become easier and easier and easier to tap into that and actually recognize it and actually begin even more so than you're doing today is having dialogue with them.
So does anybody else have a specific question or something that came up they want to address over the last week?
Catherine here.
Yes.
It's not something that came up over the last week, but it's just something that works for me.
Great.
I know. I just have an inner knowingness. I just really, really know. I can't explain it except the way I just did, that I really know. Once in a while, not every time, not consistently all the time, that's why I joined this. Because I've been meditating for a long time, and the more I do it, seems to be more clarity comes to me continually. However, it isn't really completely consistent. And I would love to have the consistency of the knowingness on a more,
excellent.
You know, that's, yeah.
Yes, and so for all of you, actually, the way to get to that is to do consistently, I know I sound like a broken record, the 15 minutes a day. That 15 minutes a day is like working muscles, and before long, you're going to be in such a knowing space anytime you choose to tap into it.
You can also ask your inner guidance, what is it that I need to do or focus on that would create more consistent knowing? You know, if there's something for you to focus on or do, you know, ask for the assistance even in that.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jackie. There's something that I've noticed when I'm not sitting and meditating. You know, it's kind of hard to tune into that voice when you're in your busy day. And I started noticing that I get really warm Mm. And at first I thought it was hot flashes. So maybe this is a great way to use your hot flashes. I don't know.
That's great.
It's been going on for 15 years now. When I get really warm, I go, oh, there's some incoming information, and I stop to listen. And it really works. Every time I'm getting an inspiration, I feel warmer. I think my body is just responding to, oh, hey, some good people here.
That's really good, Jackie. I know for me, too, another thing that happens for me, particularly, like you were saying, when you're in the day and you're pretty busy, all of a sudden I'll get a very distinct ringing in my ear, kind of like a stopped up and then ringing. And that's when I know to stop and just check in with what's coming through.
You know, Jackie, I'm so glad you said the phrase stop. You took the time to stop to listen.
Yeah.
Because that's important. I noticed for me, I will get rushing voices booming in at me from both sides. I know one's clearly inner guidance and one is clearly my emotional reaction or charge. And I will almost feel seduced into listening to my emotional reaction. And it's almost like I'm saying to inner guidance, you know what, step aside, hold on. I've got a conversation over here with my gremlin. Wait a minute. Like, it's so compelling because I'm so used to it. And I have to actually go, you know what, wait a minute. I'm doing something different here. I'm not going to engage in that. I'm going to go listen over here to what I know is the voice of true reason. So you actually have to make a conscious choice to really hear it, listen, and go with it, even if you have to tell the ego voice your reaction to stop a million times. Well, it's like, I get firm, like, enough already. I'm tired of this. I followed you before. It doesn't work. I'm going to go follow this other voice over here because I know it always works. So, Eva, shall we jump in?
Yes. Okay. So we're going to give you three exercises today, which will be a meditative state that I'll walk you through, a guided meditation. And each one is going to be stepped up from the one before. So we're amping up the energy with each of these three parts of this today. Now, just so you know, there will be, and by the way, here's a, while we're doing this, if you have things come in that you need to remember, get your pen and paper. You'll need a pen and paper a little later anyway, so make sure you've got a pen and paper around. And just jot down those things and just start to practice how you can write it down and let it go so you can be more present with the meditation. The other thing that you're going to need is a couple of objects. And ideally, if they're live, if there's a leaf on a plant and maybe a piece of bark from a plant, or if you have jewelry or crystals, something like that, you're going to want a couple of objects that you're going to be able to pick up in your hand, and that will be for one of the later meditations. I just want to give you some fair warning on that. Should have done that in the notes before the class, actually. Mm-hmm. Do that next time.
And know whatever you choose is perfect.
Exactly. Always is. So want you all to, in fact, I am going to put you all on mute, too, as we go through this, and then we'll come back. Okay. So what I want you to do is, wherever you are, find a really comfortable position. Make sure it's something that you can hold for a few minutes. And close your eyes. And just breathe calmly and slowly. Taking in very slow breath in. And releasing it slowly. And as you're breathing in and out, just breathe slowly, breathe rhythmically. And have your breath connecting into your upper chest. This is the time to let all your concerns go. Just imagine them vanishing away. And if a thought comes up, you can imagine it as if it's on a blackboard and just erase it or put it into a little bubble that floats away. And relax your body. Feel yourself growing serene, calm, and tranquil. And in your imagination, travel through your body and relax each part. Mentally relax your feet, your legs,
into your thighs. Relax your stomach, your chest, your arms, your hands, shoulders. Relaxing your neck, head, and face. And let your jaw be just slightly open and relax the muscles around your eyes. And you can put a bubble of white light around you. And just imagine the size and the shape. And imagine the brightness of the light. Just begin playing with it. You can make it larger or make it smaller. Find the place that's just right for you. And when you feel relaxed, I want you to pick one positive quality, one positive quality that you would like to bring into your life. Maybe it's a positive quality that you have and you'd like more of it in your life. You'd like it more consistently. Maybe it's a quality that would be new for you. This could be something like love or compassion. Be joy, peace. Just allow whatever positive quality is to show up for you. And as you think of that quality, imagine how many ways you could experience it in your life. How would feeling that way change your life? What would you do differently if you had more of that quality? And how would having it change your relationships to other people? So hold the images and the thoughts. Hold them clearly in your mind. And you want to hold these thoughts and images around the quality for as long as you can. Right now, I'm going to ask you to hold these images for the next 60 seconds quietly. On mute.
I'm going to put them on mute right now, Eva. Go ahead.
Okay. So go ahead and get back in that comfortable position that you were in just a minute ago. Just relax your body. Quiet your thoughts. Calm your emotions. Just give yourself a minute to relax. And imagine calling all of your energy back to you, calling your energy back to yourself from everywhere in the universe. And imagine letting go of anyone else's energy that you may have taken on and just send it upwards. And now choose one of the two objects. For this exercise, it doesn't matter which one you choose. And I want you to focus on the object.
Just focus on it. And focus on how you feel about this object. What is the affinity that you feel? Feel the connection to the object. And you just want to observe the object. Note its color. Notice the size. Notice the detail. This is what makes it unique. What makes this object different from anything else in the world? And notice what your connection is to the object. Notice any sensations or feelings that you have about the object. What is it about this object relative to you? Take that object in your right hand and just send out your own welcome to the object. And as you hold it in your hand, feel its perfect pattern. And just imagine this object has a very special type of energy. And it has a type of energy that can amplify something good for you. Really sense the energy in this object. Now mentally, ask the object about its purpose. What is this object's purpose? See if you can put words around what you're sensing. Object has a special type of energy and it can amplify something good for you. What is that? Now really amp up your focus on this object and really sense the energy in it. That object down and pick up the other one. Do the same thing with this object as you did with the other object. Send out your welcome to it. Feel its perfect pattern. Imagine the special type of energy this object has. And know that it, too, can amplify something good for you. Sense the energy in it. And notice any differences you sense between the two objects.
ask this object about its purpose. You may feel as if the energy is coming from your imagination, and that's okay. That's just as it should be. Allow it to be that way. It's okay. And just notice that you can sense energy at this subtle level. Relative to the object. Now, hold one of the objects in one hand and one of the objects in the other hand. Just notice if there's any difference in sensation, difference in the feel of the energy. Notice if you're able to feel its aliveness, to feel the energy in it. The differences in the energy, if you can. Getting clarity on the message the objects have for you. Subtle vibrations, even if it's slightly, even if it feels like you're just making it up, it's okay. Notice the sensation. Notice the subtlety. The objects, set them down. Recall any insights that you were feeling. Fill yourself up with the conviction that you are easily able to sense the subtle energies of these objects and other life forms. Recall as many of the qualities and differences as you can. And as you do so, come back out of trance, stretch your body, open your eyes, and come back to the room. Okay, what did you notice on this exercise?
This is Lila.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that the two objects that I chose, which I had to choose at a second because you just said it on this call,
yes,
were absolutely perfect metaphors for what I needed to be, or what I wanted to be looking at and what I needed to be working on. So it was really interesting that they were absolutely perfect metaphors.
Mm. And so they gave you the message. You did get a message from them.
Absolutely. There was no question about what the message was. The
Excellent.
Second I picked up each object, I knew exactly what it was telling me, even though until you asked us to do that, I had no idea what that was going to be.
Mm.
And I even used my intuition to decide which object to choose first, and that was really right on. So it was really exciting to have that. confirmation that my intuition was totally working for me.
Yes, ma'am, it is. So you're easily attuned into these things. This is, and I don't know if you've been aware of this up to this point or not already, but clearly you've already, you're well, whether you've been practiced or not, you are well practiced in this. And you can trust that. You can use this anytime, at any place, to tap into this. And if using these objects helps you, great, or it may be different objects at different times, or just even thinking about them, or just asking.
Yeah, it just really allows me to trust my intuition, because it just is
definitely
such a huge demonstration that it, you know, that it was there for me.
Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Thanks.
I love these kind of exercises. This is Gina, because when I know a lot of times for me, my thinking brain gets in the way, and if I'm using something like this, I can usually have information come in and easily, and my head's out of the way, and it's the path of least resistance. It works really well for me. So if you're somebody who your thinking mind gets in the way, it's great to, you can even, you know, imagine a picture. That's why so many times if you're hearing a guided meditation, they'll ask you, you know, go to your nature spot. Go to a place in nature, because it'll open up a channel for you that sometimes you not might not be able to get to easily without a vision.
Well, anybody have something different?
This is Anne. I just picked up my mobile phone because that was closest to me, and I got this surge of energy about loving communication and connectedness and vibration when the phone. And how connected I can be to the vibration of the communication. And I got a pen, which is the power and the energy of written communication. And the energy in the pen. And when I held it in both hands, what happened was the molecular structure broke down. And they became liquid. So, I don't know, but what I'm getting, it's like, it's part of me and part of who I am. And actually, at that vibrational level, there's no separation. I don't know. That's
perfect.
Fascinating, yes. And interesting that the two things that you are holding is completely about communication. And knowing that everything vibrates. Even things that we would not consider as live really are, is just energy, just like we are. And everything is vibrating. So for you to feel like everything came down and, hey, we're just all the same energy.
Mm.
Perfect. Anyone have something different, or anybody have a hard time with this one?
This is Debbie, and
yeah.
I had a hard time with the exercise. I picked up two pieces of jewelry that were sitting by my desk. One was very smooth and one was very jagged. And when I picked up the smooth one, all that I sensed was like the color blue through my eye. I had my eyes closed, but I experienced the color blue. When I picked up the jagged earring, everything went black. It was like I totally disconnected. There was no good feeling about that. And then when I held both pieces, I just got, it just didn't feel right. So all I'm thinking is, the only experience I really got was sort of like a sense of calm when I held the first piece of jewelry that had kind of smooth stones on it. And then from that point, it just didn't connect with me.
Do you have any old feelings about that second piece of jewelry?
No, they both came at the same time. A girlfriend of mine made them for me. And so the only thing I could think of was the fact that one was smooth and one was sharp. Maybe there's something around that.
I don't know. Not that it really, you don't need to go too deeply into it and
no.
figure out why, but it is interesting to notice. and then just go back to, which feels better.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, to notice, though, is the fact that it was so clear the two pieces were so different.
Okay.
You have a very discerning, you can discern energy.
Okay.
You may not be able to figure out why it felt the way it did, but
right.
you had this very clear discerning.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is Wendy.
Yes.
I had a, I'm a little shy about telling this experience, but I will. I had a rose quartz necklace on, and what came to me when I put it in my hand was sexuality and sensuality, and it wanted to move down towards my root chakra, and every time it did, I'd get tingles.
Ooh.
And it was very strong. It was very strong. And then the second object, I'm sitting out on my deck, and I picked a piece off a sage plant, and that was like health than growth, but it was much more subtle. Like I could feel the really strong, like passionate energy in the rose quartz and a very subtle energy in the sage.
That
very
is powerful. No kidding.
Yeah.
Wendy, you're good at this.
I'll be sleeping with my rose quartz.
Oh, that's great.
I better not wear it to a meeting.
Yeah, really.
Or maybe you should, and that's really when we remember going back to, we've done a few different things today, and the first visualization meditation was to bring in the quality that you, a positive quality that you want more of, and maybe it's tapping, more of you is tapping into your sexual power and energy to do whatever you do more effectively. I might wear that quartz in a meeting.
Okay. I will, I'll get back to you on that.
Now, you be sure you do.
Excellent. Eva, I think you better go into
this
third part
of it. Yeah, this one won't be as long, and we're going to go on one more. And what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be priming you for this next week as far as getting more and more in tune with your guides. And then next week, we're actually going to take you into your guides' realm, and you're going to have conversations with them on the phone. So this was going to prime you for that. So let's go back into that meditative state, that relaxed state, and I'm going to put you back on mute. Okay, so just go back into that relaxed posture, into a comfortable position. Just notice the relaxation. And as you're feeling relaxed, imagine a great being, a master, is sitting in front of you. It could be a master like Buddha or Christ, any master that you resonate with. It could be your guide. It could be angels, your higher self. You get to choose. And imagine this master sitting in front of you, and imagine you're looking into the eyes of this master. Your eyes are looking into the eyes of this master, and you're aligning with his or her higher vibration. This master resonates at a high vibration. It's a bright light, high frequency. And continue to look deeply into the eyes of this master. Feel the energy of the master looking back into you. And feel the vibration of the master as your vibration raises to meet the vibration of this master. Now quietly hold this image. Your eyes looking into the master's eyes for the next 30 seconds quietly. thank the Master for being here for you, knowing you'll be coming back to visit this Master this week. And now coming back into your body, coming out of the trance, stretching and opening your eyes, and coming back to the room. Okay, so anybody notice difference in vibration, difference in being with the Master versus being with the objects? What's come up? Am I still on mute? No, I'm
not.
No, I am not.
This is Lila. I'll go again.
Sure.
If nobody else wants to speak. The difference between the two was enormous. I mean, my objects were both part of plants, and the energy was very gentle. When I looked into the Master's eyes, for which I chose Buddha, not that I'm a Buddhist, but that's what came to me, it was just like pure light shooting out of his eyes, straight into my eyes, which at first made me really uncomfortable and kind of nauseous.
Wow.
This huge, powerful, but you kept telling us to keep looking, so I did, and what came to me out of that was just realizing that what the real message that I was getting from this was that the area, and this is true in my life, but the area I really, really need to be allowing myself to be more in my power, that I'm always diminishing my power in all situations, and I'm always trying to make myself smaller, and this is just pouring that power into me, and just literally I felt like I was being sort of lifted up, sort of up off the ground, so to speak.
Wow.
So that was my experience. So the power was overwhelming. With the plant pieces, it was very gentle, and, you know, so it was very different.
Great. So excellent. Thank you, Lila. What you will all be doing this week is I'm going to be sending these exercises out in the notes, and your work this week, along with your 15 minutes of void meditation, is to go through these exercises and to amp the energy up in them. Start at 30 seconds or 60 seconds, and then the next day add an extra minute of focusing. Like when you focused on the quality, focus for a couple of minutes. The next day, get to 3 minutes. What you want to do is get to the point where you can go for 5 minutes with each of these exercises, so that holding that focus and with the Master, particularly getting to the point where and Lila, with your overwhelming, you know, build up slowly, because it can be very overwhelming, and you will start to get used to it. It will feel less overwhelming over time. But that will be the work this week. Gina.
Yes. I was looking for something else entirely today that I wanted to share with you, and I didn't find what I was looking for, but I found this. So I thought this would be perfect. I think it's from a book, Eclectic Wisdom. The author's unknown. It's an excerpt, and it's called The Secret of Life. As the Lord God was creating the world, he called upon his archangels. The Lord asked his archangels to help him decide where to put the secret of life. "Bury it in the ground," one angel replied. "Put it in the bottom of the sea," said another. "Hide it in the mountains," another suggested. The Lord replied, "If I any of those, only a few will find the secret of life. The secret of life must be accessible to everyone." One angel replied, "I know. Put it in each man's heart. Nobody will think to look there." "Yes," said the Lord, "within each man's heart." And so it was. The secret of life lies within all of us. So remember, anything you're wanting can be done just by taking the time to reflect in. So instead of, I know Eva called it work, but it's really your gift to give yourself that time. And I know even for myself, especially when I feel inspired to action, which I'm highly into action in the past couple of weeks in a great way, it's sometimes it even feels for me, oh gosh, I don't want to sit down to do 15 minutes right now. I'm very excited. Maybe I'll wait till later. And then whenever I do it, I know to get me to the point to do it feels a little bit like work. So I have to keep remembering it's a gift to myself. So remember that every time you're taking the time to do this, it's the greatest gift you can give yourself. And it will add so much alignment so that anything you do will take less time. You'll be more enjoyable and it will lead to more prosperity. Eva, is there anything else you want to say in closing?
That's really it, is to enjoy this week and really tap into the sensations. And as you're noticing things, share this on the group. We really want to know because everybody can have a different experience. And it sort of gets me excited about getting down and doing it again myself. So
I also want to acknowledge, Eva and I were talking yesterday, about how powerful and how well you are all doing with this.
Yes.
We're so impressed that everybody's taken the time to do this. And for some of you who have never even done this before, you're tapping in
really
quick. I remember my first experience where I meditated continuously several times a day for 1 week when I went to a spiritual retreat. Never meditated so much. I have to tell you, by the third day, I felt stress in my body that I have never felt. It was so intense. My jaw hurt, my neck hurt, and I want to say it took me a lot longer than all of you to get to where you're at. So I just want to say, no matter where you're at in the process, I would be tapping myself on the back going, wow, I'm pretty good at this.
Perfect.
So have a great week, and we'll talk to you via email.
Thank you,
everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.